question is, who is Michelle Obama? Is she really a woman? Is she a man? Every time I look at Michelle or Michael Obama, the first lady or the first tranny, every time I look at them, something doesn't look right. She doesn't look like any black woman or any woman I've ever known. She's got shoulders that are wider than a man's, which physiologically doesn't happen.
UFOs they want us to believe in UFOs. They're preparing us for a fake alien invasion. That's always been the plan. A one world government. The only way to do it is to get us to embrace it. And the only way to embrace it is from an alien attack. Ronald Reagan talked about it many times at the UN.
Do you think that the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It's okay.
Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah. Michael and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
What I'm here to talk to you today about is the Platinum Protection Foundation for niggas who can't fight good no more and need to stop.
If God was transgender, they can say that freely, no ban, no nothing. Now don't get me wrong though, that person would never be allowed in my house to eat or drink though.
You wouldn't let them in your house?
No, ma'am.
What are you scared of?
I'm transphobic.
Get away from the door, nigga. And I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do. Why is this word used so frequently? So I just don't understand it. And I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it. Nigga. That, you know, nigga this, nigga, please. Nigga, you know, can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Alrighty, folks, we are back. Welcome back. Let's see here. Boy, I tell you, I never knew what dangerous of a job being a chef would be. Especially being a chef for people who run this country, or just working around people who run this country, period. It's oddly strange, and I'm not going to delve into any of these weird quote-unquote conspiracies, but it's oddly strange that you know, people that run this country, the people that do services for them or work for them, they somehow all become weirdly suicidal. Some of them drown in small bodies of water. And there's videos of them showing that they know how to swim. Some people get found face first in a mezzanine while they're hiking. So I don't want to joke too much about it, but so first off, I'm going to start off with saying RIP to, I believe the guy's name is Teferi Campbell. He was the Obama's chefs, or chef, not plural. He was their chef. And apparently he drowned wakeboarding in 8 feet of water. Now I had the very, very, very fortunate, upbringing of my grandparents having an 8-foot underground pool in their, I think it actually went down to 10 feet, in their backyard. So I'm very familiar with, you know, me having to pass the fucking Navy swim test. You know, I'm pretty much a shark in the water. I'm a fucking beast in the water is what I'm saying. But this fucking dude, he's somehow the call from the 911 call comes from 2 miles away from where the guy was supposedly found, or where Tafari was supposedly drowned at. You know, the police aren't going to say who this guy was with. And then it went from the Obamas not being there to them being there or being on the island, just not at home. But when the reports were first coming out, it was reported that the Obamas weren't even like anywhere near the area. You know, that turned out to be false, just, you know, kind of like the COVID-19 vaccine stopping full transmission of COVID-19, just like how that turned out to be false. Just like how the weapons of mass destruction turned out to be false. Pretty much like what everything they tell us turns out to be false. That guy, he supposedly drowned under some very weird circumstances. The cops aren't going to say who he was with. And of course not, because the person that he was with is who killed him. I don't for one second believe that this dude drowned being 6 foot in an 8 foot puddle of water, while, wakeboarding or doing something. I don't believe that shit for one fucking second. My theory is, either A, him and Obama were in, or him and Barack were in some sort of a weird sexual relationship. B, he found out that Michelle really is Big Mike, which is, that is probably my favorite, quote unquote, right wing conspiracy theory right now, saying that Michelle is really Michael. Because it's fucking hilarious, because there's videos out there of Barack saying, referring to Michelle as Michael. So I'm going to refer to him as Big Mike as well. You know, I don't want to misgender anybody here. So Tafari might have found out that Michelle really was Big Mike, or C. Which is probably the most likely scenario, is that B is very likely. Michelle very well could be Big Mike. That is not out of the realm of possibilities. Apparently, there's no fucking pictures of Michelle ever being pregnant. And if you ask Jason fucking Whitlock, Obama's kids aren't even his kids. They're somebody that works really close. He claims that there's somebody who works very close to the Obamas' kids, which, again, if you ask, maybe I'm just a full-blown fucking retard, but that is not out of the realm of possibilities. Or C is that, you know, he probably walked in on seeing them have some nefarious guest over, or, you know, probably overheard them, you know, talking about their fucking globalist leadership plans. But nonetheless, rest in peace to Tafari Campbell. It's tough out here for these chefs, man. Very, very tough out here for chefs. And then, you know, it's eerie similar to the Clinton chef who was hiking and drowned in a puddle of water. I think he was like face down in like a literal puddle of water when they found this guy. His name was Walter Sheep. RIP to him. You know, so I don't want to be insensitive to the dead, but I'm not sensitive to these fucking people who run our country, run the world, or have the appearance of running the country, running the world. That, you know, they're more than likely just fucking puppets that have some sort of power, you know, but they're still, you know, there's still people behind them that are really pulling the strings. But you know, so, you know, don't want to be insensitive to the dead, but it's like, you don't like does anybody else, or is it just me? Like, does nobody else find that like weirdly strange that these fucking, that two chefs in a span of 8 years working for the Obamas and the Clintons just so happened to fucking drown? Let's see here. It says he went for a hike June 13th. I think this was in 2015. And they found him face first in the puddle of the water. And this is just another one of the people that the Clintons knew that somehow, just some fucking how, died. Like, what a wild coincidence, right? You know the fucking Clintons. You probably hear or see some shit. And you bite the dust. It's fucking... But, you know, nobody's going to question this shit. Because, you know, they're more worried about these fucking fake-ass aliens with these fake-ass UFOs that they're trotting out and having these fake-ass trials for. It's all this shit. It's big-ass theater. It reminds me of, you know, the Wizard of Oz, you know. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain shit. You know, that's... That to me is what it is. And, you know, and I wonder, because when the movie industry and when radio first started coming about, you know, it's documented that shit was CIA ran. Maybe I should look up the fucking what it's called. Let me see here. Buy myself some time. I'm very excited. Here in the next couple of weeks, I'm gonna go eat some mushrooms and I'm gonna go see the Fort Worth Opera, allegedly. Maybe I shouldn't say this shit because as I'm talking shit, they might Abraham fucking Lincoln me, because I'm not gonna tell them where I'm gonna sit. They're gonna have to come find me, but they might Abraham fucking Lincoln me when I'm trying to just be high on mushrooms and watch the fucking Fort Worth Symphony. I'm so excited for that shit. Let me see here. CIA movie industry. Let's see if DuckDuckGo is going to tell me what I need or if I need to go to my Brave browser. Let's see. Now, I can't find the article that I had. God damn it. That's why I'm a fucking idiot. I need to start saving this shit whenever I see it. But I want to say this was like back in like the 1950s or 40s, somewhere around there. You know, obviously it was to fight these quote unquote communist ideas. You know, it really started to take off there. But this shit is, but I think where I was going with that is, I think like they show you shit to condition you for shit that's gonna happen. So, you know, just like with these, you know, with all the alien movies and shit like that. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't fucking aliens. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But I don't for one second just now, just because they're now holding hearings after years and years of their fucking denial. I don't for one second believe anything about these fucking UFO hearings. It to me, it's all one huge ass fucking distraction. And distracting from what, you know, I don't fucking know. I don't think it's something as simple as they're trying to distract us from the Hunter Biden shit, which is crazy. I think that's a distraction. I think the fucking Trump indictment, I think that is a distraction, but I also think they're like terrified of him being able to run again. So I think they're trying everything in their fucking power to stop him from running. And then on the other hand of that is, you know, I think fucking Trump is a puppet as well. I think they're all fucking, I think this shit is to get everybody rich, middle class, poor, all fighting against each other. While the globalists, like, they start making these fucking these fucking lab grown meats that they're going to be putting out that is like literally like, look up the shit that lab grown meat is from. Like, this shit is like all dead cancer cells. You know, while they're spraying fucking pesticides on every piece of fruit and vegetable that you buy, you know, while they're dumping fucking toxic chemicals into our water. Again, I think I've said it before, but we are the carbon that they want to reduce. The fucking people at the top, the Klaus Schwabs, who, again, I think somebody is running him as well. That's the thing. I think if you know who they are, they aren't really running shit. There's just like these power, like these, like their front groups, like the Rockefellers. I think they're just a front group. Like, yeah, they have the illusion of power to us, to we the people, you know. But I think, you know, you dig deeper into that, you know, I don't even think their real names are the Rockefellers. I'm pretty sure that they changed their fucking names. And it's not that I don't have time to look it up, because I do have time to look it up. I just don't want to look it up right now. But if I'm wrong, you know, tell me I'm wrong. But no, fuck that shit, because I think I'm 100% right. Let me see here. Rockefeller's real name. I think they like changed their name, because they were fucking, you know, they came over here. Yeah, I'm not gonna fucking look it up. But I do know they came over here from fucking Germany. You know, Klaus Schwab, his father was a fucking Nazi, and you know, but they say that we hate Nazis, but we. In America, we really fucking love them. Look up Operation Paperclip. Whenever we were bringing all the Nazi scientists over to start fucking faking these, to start faking the moon landings and shit. Which, you know, you can't fucking convince me that we ever went to the fucking moon. You have to be a complete fucking retard to think that we went to the moon in the 1960s and haven't been back since then. With better technology, better everything. I don't think that we've been to what they would consider space. I think we only ever go to, I think it's low Earth orbit. I am a retard, so, you know, don't take my fucking word for it. You know, do your own fucking research. But, I think that these people have us fighting over the most minute shit. Like, whether your kids can fucking trans out or not. Speaking of that, I seen this fucking, this weird ass fucking, senator. He's some sort of fucking demophag senator. And he was like, yeah, my daughter asked me the other day to take her to a trans drag show, but I can't find any. Trans drag shows that let children under the age of 18 go in. He was like, they're 16 and 14. And then this girl, this lady just interrupts. She's like, that's disgusting. it's fucking hilarious. Let's see here. What else do I want to talk about? Did I already talk about Big Mike? Big Mike, Obama. It's very, very not safe to know any of these people. Any of these quote unquote world leaders, or else you're gonna, you know, you're gonna meet a fucking tragic end, let alone being a fucking chef. Do not ever be a fucking chef for any of these motherfuckers, because it seems like they want to you'll end up finding some shit out, and then you'll just end up getting suicided or drowning in a very small puddle of water. Let's see. What else? I'm thinking. So I've been thinking of what they're going to try to pull before this next election. If they let this next election happen. I'm thinking that they might not try to let the next election happen. Like, they're going to try to pull some weird shit like that Nazi Zelensky. is doing in Ukraine, where he's like, hey, we can't have elections because we're in wartime right now. I think that it's going to have something to do with these aliens. You know, I think there's going to be CGI aliens in the sky. Again, they've already been practicing this shit. They got fucking whales, fake whales flying in Dubai. You know, they got the fucking, I've already talked about it with the fucking football teams using their CGI shit. But I think what they're doing is, I think they're letting these people that they're letting these people cross the border and they're giving them phones. I think that there's like a deal going on and it's like, hey, we're going to give you this fucking phone. This is how we're able to fucking track you. We're going to fucking text you and we're going to tell you when it's time to fucking riot. And so I know I just jumped two fucking times there, but so it's either going to be with this fucking fake alien shit or there's going to be these uprisings. And they're going to charade it as like American uprisings. But I think the people that are really going to be doing this uprising shit are all the illegals that are coming across the border. And I used to, I really don't know how I feel about the borders. This is one of those things, right? It's like, well, technically if we believe the official narrative, and that's getting harder and harder and harder to believe because, you know, we might have always already been here. But, you know, if you believe the official narrative of, well, we know fucking Columbus didn't discover America. But if you believe that path that they laid out, then really everybody here is a fucking illegal alien. You know what I mean? I'm not to confuse the, I shouldn't even say illegal alien, but everybody here technically isn't from America. That's if you believe the official narrative. I don't anymore. I honestly think that, you know, there was always people here. We inherited this shit. You know, there was mud floods that happened. And the rulers, you know, took over and put their own spin on it. Like, I was looking at pictures of the Grand Canyon, and a lot of this shit looks eerily similar. Like, a lot of, like, the rock layout looks eerily similar to, there's, like, one picture in particular where the rock layout looks similar to the Great Sphinx in Egypt. And when you look back in, like, when you go back and look at the ancient Tartaria, there's buildings everywhere that look the same, or like across the world, and maybe that was their first attempt. Maybe I think ancient Tartaria was a one world government at one time. Then the mud floods happened, and you know, maybe it wasn't natural enough mud floods. You know, it might have been fucking genetically engineered mud floods, which we know they're fucking capable of. Like, we know they're able to fuck with the weather and do weather modifications. Remember when that used to be a fucking conspiracy theory? And I don't even like saying conspiracy theories because you guessed it, the CIA coined that fucking term. You know, to make true shit seem like it was fucking crazy. So back to what I was saying, I'm thinking that they're going to try some shit to where they won't even fucking hold the elections next year. Or it's going to get so fucking crazy that they're going to scare y'all again, just like they did with COVID, into voting the way that you want to vote. And if they don't, they're probably just going to flip your vote anyway. Because I do not believe for a second that majority of fucking Americans picked Biden, who was getting destroyed in the fucking in the Democratic debates, and fucking Kamala Harris, who can't form. I don't know who's worse, her, Fetterman, or Biden, because Kamala Harris can't form a fucking sentence to save her fucking life. You know, and Biden, before he even, you know, he pretty much made it, you're playing the identity politics game, which is so gay. And I'm so mad that fucking black people always fucking fall for this shit. When he was just like, no, yeah, we're going to put a fucking, it's going to be a black, I'm going to have a black vice president. It's pretty much what he was already promising before. You know what I mean? Like what? Like, why not just pick somebody off the merit of their, but we know that's, I don't fucking know, man. Cause when they do that shit, it is like, I'm 80% believe that your vote doesn't fucking matter. And then 20% of me is your vote does matter. And so this is my 20% self arguing the point to where it's like, you know, they do that shit and they get, then they always fucking trick black people. Like, they have to think that we are the stupidest motherfuckers on earth. Like, hey, all we got to do is throw a black person in there and they'll vote for us. Never mind what I did in the past with the crime bill of 94. Never mind what I let my son get away with. You know what I mean? It's like these motherfuckers here, man, they have to think that we are the dumbest, like the most successful psyop to me ever is having them believe or is making black people believe that Democrats care about you. And I'm not saying that Republicans do care, but the way that the Democrats, like, where they almost demand that the black people vote for them, it's fucking, oh man, it's so fucking sickening. And if you're black and you believe that they actually give a fuck about you, you're a fucking retard. If you're anybody and you think that any of these motherfuckers, Republican or Democrat, give a fuck about you, you're a fucking retard. Hell shit, we're all fucking retards.